Okay.
Yes, King. Can we start? Can we start? Are we ready? Thank you. Good morning, honorable members, our official, from the department. Let me take this opportunity and welcome you in this very important meeting. Why I'm saying this very important meeting, it is because of the nature of the meeting today, where we're going to consider the budget vote 36 report. It is a very important meeting to us because without this budget, we won't be able to do oversight to the department. So we need to listen to the report attentively so that we are able to come up with some recommendations which will assist us to move forward. Bearing in mind that we have got a lot of concerns on the budget cuts, bearing in mind that we are in a very difficult period, which is above our control. The issue of the virus, the COVID-19, and the third wave is a very thorny issue to us. Our mandate is to make sure that our people get services on the ground. And our role is to monitor or do oversight into our department, making sure that what has been presented to us is being followed to or adhered to. So that's why I'm saying this meeting is very important. It's a crucial, this meeting, today's meeting is crucial for us as members, as a collective. So with these few remarks, the meeting is officially open. I'm inviting your concrete ideas to strengthen this committee further, since it's our role to do so. It's our role to do so, all of us. We'll now zoom to item two, which is roll call and apologies. Can we get a sense of who is in the meeting and who is not, as well as the reasons? Through you, King.
Thank you, Jefferson. Good morning. Jefferson, good morning, honorable members, and good morning, colleagues. In the platform, we've got you, we've got Honorable Jacobs, we've got Honorable April, we've got Honorable Mieni, Honorable de Villiers, Honorable Mtejane, Honorable Kruger, Honorable Lubengo, Honorable Hendricks, and Honorable Babalwa. Should I miss somebody, he or she will indicate. And then we've also having an apology from the Office of Deputy Minister, which has indicated that the Deputy Minister is this morning.
We can't hear you properly, King. Can you come in?
So she will not be. Okay. Sorry for that, Chair. We've got Honorable Jacobs. We've got Honorable April. We've got Honorable Mieni. We've got Honorable de Villiers. We've got Inkosi Ulthuli. We've got Honorable Mthenjane. We've got Honorable Kruger. We've got Honorable Lubengo, Honorable Hendricks, and Honorable Babalwa. And I've said we've received the news that the DM has just received the news of a bereavement. So she forwarded an apology. So those are the members that are in the platform, and also the officials are in the platform, Chair. Thank you.
Thanks. Apologies noted. And our condolences to the Deputy Minister as well as to Comrade Tlhomani Bridget on their loss. We are together with them. We'll be praying with the families during this difficult period. Can I have a mover now on item 3 for the adoption of the agenda which is before us? Consideration of budget vote 2036 report, as well as consideration and adoption of the visual oversight report conducted on the 17th March 2021. Can I have a mover for the adoption of the agenda, honorable members?
Chairperson, I move.
Thank you, honorable Lubengo. Any seconder? We've got a mover.
Chairperson, I move for seconding.
I do second, honorable. Well,
thank you. Has been seconded. The agenda has been adopted. Can we now move to the next item, which consideration of 2021 budget vote 36 report? Honorable Gumede, I believe you are yours. Can you take the podium, please? Honorable Gumede, Sbu.
Oh, apologies, Chair. I was on mute. Good morning, Chair. Good morning, honorable members. Good morning, colleagues. Braking, can I get your permission to flight the document, please?
Yes, I've made you a cost.
Okay, thank you very much. Can you see the document, Braking? Braking?
Yes, I can see. I think.
Okay.
Yes, no, I can see it. I think honorable members can are also able to see it.
That's fine. Honorable members, I'm going to move fast, but not too fast. This is the budget vote report for the current financial year 2021-2022. It consists of seven sections. It's basically a synthesis of the APP reports that we received from the Department of Small Business Development during the course of last week. And the entities CIFA and CETA. It also take into account the presentation done by DPSA regarding the issue of the structure. The first section of the report, it's the introduction. It covers page 1 to page 2. The section 2 of the report, it covers the overview of the department. Section 3, it looks at the policy and legislative that gives mandate to the department. Section 4 interrogates the budget allocation and program performance plans. It's from page 7 to page 11. Section 5 deals with entities, which is CIFA and CETA. Section 6 deals with observations, and then Section 7 deals with the recommendations. Chair, I will glance over the document from Section 1 up until section 5. Then on section 6 and 7, we'll go through observation by observation. And also on section 7, we'll go through recommendation by recommendation. Then that will be the end of the document. Chair, by way of introduction, as I've indicated, the document is a synthesis of the APPs that we have received from the department and entities, which is CIFA and CEDA. 1.1, it provides the background, the SONA that was delivered by the president in February, the budget speech that was delivered by the Minister of Finance on the 24th of February. This budget vote currently being considered, it's budget vote number 36. The purpose of the budget, it's to describe and analyze the budget of the Department of Small Business Development, vote 36, over the current financial year, which is 21-22. Chair, we also look at budget vote 39, since CIFA, even though it's an agency of the Department of Small Business Development, but it is still being funded through the Department of Trade and Industry. In the past, it was funded via the Department of Economic Development, but since the Department of Economic Development has been collapsed to the DTIC, it is now funded via budget vote 39 due to the fact that it's an entity of IDC, legally speaking. Another objective of the report, Chair, is to report on the deliberations and considerations, which are essentially the unpacking and examining of the department APPs and associate budget vote in relation to the strategic plan. The strategic plan being referred to, Chairperson, it's the one that you approved during the course of, during last year. And also to make recommendations concerning the endorsement, adjustment, rejection of budget vote 36, and any other recommendations regarding the implementation of the strategic plan. And lastly, to record general and specific observations and make appropriate recommendations. The process, Chairperson, that was followed, it's part of the budget vote report. We invited the Department of Small Business Development to do the presentation on its APP and entities. They did so on the 4th of May. We also invited the Auditor General. Unfortunately, they could not make it. We also invited Department of Public Service Administration. Then they appeared before the Portfolio Committee as well. Section 2, it covers the overview of the Department of Small Business Development. On Section 2, we look at the aims and purpose of the department. We look at the mandate of the department, in particular, the legislative framework that founded the department. We look at the vision, the mission, the values, and the program structure of the department, Chair. You will see as we go down that the current program structure has not necessarily been endorsed by the Department of Public Service Administration. Then on section 3, we look at the policy and legislative priorities for the current financial year, the main one being the National Development Plan. The department has a responsibility to fulfill the directives as encapsulated under Chapter 3 and Chapter 6 of the NDP. We look at the MTSF, which started last year, Chair. It's for a period of 5 years. The department's role there is encapsulated in Chapter 2 or Priority 2, which is economic transformation and job creation. If we look at the State of the Nation address, Chair, here we need to track the ability of the department to translate SONA aspirations into tangible deliverables of the department. We look at the 3.4, which is new, the Economic Reconstruction and Recovery Plan. Chair, here, it's a plan, it's a government plan.
We can't hear you, Smoove.
Economy, to accelerate economic reforms, to fight crime and corruption, to improve the capability of the state. Then the last one, Chair, it's the planned policy initiatives for the current financial year. We are noting here, Chair, that the department has been allocated 27 million rands over the MTF to conduct some of its planned policy objectives. We are also noting, Chair, that the Small Enterprise, National Small Enterprise Act will be tabled to Parliament before the end of the current financial year. However, we are noting, Chair, again, that the Business Act of 1991, while the National Treasury is making mention or has made an allocation for review of this act, but when you go through the APP of the department, we could not pick up that the department is planning to do any activity around the review of the Business Act. Towards the end of the document, Chair, we are making an observation and recommendation around this particular issue. In as far as it regulates the licensing of the informal trading and foreign-owned businesses. Then on section four, Chair, it's the overview of the budget allocations and program performance plan. As you can see, Chair, that the budget of the department is expected to increase at an average annual rate of 4.1% from 2.3 billion in 2020-2021 to 2.6 billion in 2023-2024. The transfers and subsidies are anticipated to account for 91% or 6.9 billion rands of the department's budget over the period ahead. This is largely, Chairperson, because of there is an allocation that is coming from the department that goes to CIFA. There is also an allocation that comes from the department that goes through to CEDA. The department has also the programs like CSI programs and other programs that constitute that portion called transfers. Then when it comes to budget allocation per program, we look at program one, which is the administration. We look at the purpose and the sub-programs of program one, which is the ministry, the Office of the Director General, Corporate Services, and Financial Management. On table three, Chair, it's just a guide as to how those sub-programs are funded from 2021 to 2024. Then on program two, it's sector and market development. We look at the purpose of the program, the sub-programs of the program, which is sector and market development management, business information and knowledge management. Honorable Kruger, there is ease of doing business. There is access to market support. Then on table four, it's just an allocation per sub program. On program three, it's development finance. We look at the budget we also look at the sub programs of them. Of the program, which is development finance management, business viability, blended finance. As you can see there, honorable members, that blended finance constitute has a budget of 1.3 billion. It falls under transfers on the budget of the department. You also look at the model funding collaboration. Then on program four, it's enterprise development. We look at the purpose, sub-programs of the department, which is enterprise development management, enterprise and supply development, SMME competitiveness. Then on table six, it's also the budget spread or distribution of all the sub-programs of program four. Then on section five, honorable members, it's the overview of the strategic focus of the public entities, the public entities being CEDA and CIFA. Currently, the department has two entities reporting to it, but as you may be aware, we were told during the APP presentation that the cabinet has resolved to consolidate the entities into a single entity over the MTF period. This will include also the National Empowerment Fund. Then on 5.1, we look at CIFA. It's just the background information and mandate of CIFA when it was established in 2012. It's a Schedule 3A entity taking a cue from Industrial Development Corporation. We look at the vision, mission, values, and strategic objectives of CIFA. We look at the legislative and policy mandate that CIFA should always observe when they are implementing their mandate. We look at the CIFA-CEDA collaboration. Honorable members, as you may be aware, again, this will culminate in the merging of the two institutions during the MTEF period. We look at the summary of CIFA's MTEF strategic objectives and programs. Then it's the financial consideration. During the current financial year, CIFA is allocated 247 million from the MTEF. There is also a loan, honorable members, from CIFA shareholder with his IDC. The loan is available. This loan facility is subject to a 60-month capital moratorium, and after that, the loan is payable over 120 months, with the first installment being due on the 31st of July, 2023. The first disbursement of 150 million on the facility from IDC was advanced to CIFA in July 2018. Further, the drawdown of 180 million rands on this facility will be received before the end of 2021, which is the current financial year, with the remaining amount of the facility planned to be drawn down in 2022 financial year. Then on CEDA, honorable members, we look also at the background and mandate, the legislative framework that founded CEDA, which is the National Small Enterprise Act. During the current financial year, CIFA programs have slightly been altered. We have a new, like I indicated, program one is now township, rural, and informal businesses. Program two, it's now business competitiveness and viability program. These two programs are basically replacing the previous programs, which was CEDA technology programs. We usually refer to it as STP. And the other one was enterprise development. The administration, it's a program three, it's administration. Then we look at the budget allocation per program. Program one is allocated during the current financial year, it's allocated 885 million. Now, program one is allocated 437 million for the current financial year, which is 2021-2022. Program two, business competitiveness and viability program, is allocated 232 million. Administration program three is allocated 215 million. All in all, CEDA's budget for the current financial year amounts to 884 million. This is expected to increase slightly during the MTF period from 885 million to 909 million. During 2023-2024. Then on observation, honorable members, like I indicated earlier on, I will go through this one one by one. then we will revisit once we take inputs from members. Having reflected on the department CEDA and CIFA annual performance plan and budgets for 2021-2022, the portfolio committee hereby registered the following observations and recommendations for consideration by the department. Our observations and recommendations this time around, honorable members, will only be directed to the department. Perhaps I will state the reasons why. On 6.1, we are making an observation around the outbreak of the coronavirus pandemic, which is affecting small businesses in a variety of ways. The portfolio committee is conscious of the disruption that the pandemic has caused on the targets and budgets of the departments and entities, as well as detrimental consequences to the small business sector in general. The committee notes that many small enterprises are struggling to stay afloat because they cannot operate under the COVID-19 lockdown, while the government ability to push in them has been impaired by persistent budget cutbacks. 6.2, the portfolio committee further notes government response and leadership demonstrated by the department and entities towards ameliorating deadly impacts of the pandemic to the sector. The committee welcomed numerous interventions, such as the creation of COVID-19 Emergency Fund, SMME Debt Relief Fund, Business Growth and Resilience Facility, including the Spaza Shop Support Program. Some of these measures, while partially introduced to galvanize the small enterprise sector in the face of a ferocious pandemic, they are being repositioned by the department and entities under the Economic Reconstruction and Recovery Plan and annual plans of the department and entities. The third observation, honorable members, the committee is pleased with the appointment of the Director General, Mr. Lindo Wuhlenkhumane. It is hopeful that this appointment will bring much needed stability and solidity in the department. While at the same instant, it notes and welcomes measures to speed up finalization of the organizational structure as guided by the Department of Public Service Administration. It is only through successful conclusion of the organogram that other endogenous encounters plaguing the department, such as vacancy rate and underspending, can be sufficiently dealt with. Honorable members, in the past, we would separate the observation that concerns vacancy rate. We will separate observations that concerns underspending. This time around, we are making this particular observation in relation to the structure, because slowly it has emerged that once the issue of the structure is dealt with sufficiently, all other challenges that are facing the department will automatically be resolved, such as the issue of the vacancy and the issue of underspending. The fourth observation, the cabinet decision to finally endorse the committee long-standing recommendation to amalgamate CEDA and CIFA, and with extension, National Empowerment Fund into a single entity, is most welcomed. The committee notes that entities will be consolidated to ensure delivery of integrated business development services to small businesses, and this will be implemented during this current term of the sixth administration. Sixth administration, it implies that we are left with less than 36 months for the department to implement this particular undertaking. It won't be implemented during the current financial year, but during the current term of sixth administration. The fifth observation, Honorable Chair, it's the departments and entities budget cuts, with CEDA budget in particular reduced by 250 million in the current financial year, should be a source of concern for the committee. While it is understood that these reductions are provisional or temporary measures owing to ongoing epidemic, they are, however, being carried out in spite of the onerous responsibility entrusted to the department to turn around the curve of unemployment and ignite economic activity. Honorable members, if you have listened to the president of the country, Honorable Cyril Ramaphosa, you will note that in each and every SONA address that he has done, the issue of the small enterprises has been it has been the theme throughout his announcement. Now, if you contrast that with the budget cuts that the department is currently experiencing, it's a contradiction. And it needs, I believe the portfolio committee need to make a statement around this particular one. The sixth observation, honorable members, it's around the financial instruments. A supportive and well-oiled financial infrastructure is essential in the medium to long term to encourage sustainable, viable, and significant improvements in the access to SMMEs and cooperative finance. In that context, the committee notes and welcomes the drafting of the SMMEs and cooperatives funding policy for implementation before the end of the current financial year. This is the undertaking by the department, honorable members, that this particular policy will be finalized before the end of the current financial year, which is 2021-2022. Lastly, under observations, honorable members, we are also noting that in its APP, the department has made an undertaking to table the National Small Enterprise Amendment Bill before Parliament during the current financial year. Not during the MTF, but during the current financial year, which is 2021-2022. This is mostly welcomed. It is, however, observed, nevertheless, that the department's APP excluded details concerning the review of the Business Act when National Treasury has made provision for this activity in its estimates of the national expenditure or vote 36. Honorable members, when we do the budget vote report, we don't only go through the APPs and straight plans of the department and entities. We also consult external sources like your national treasury expenditure of national estimates. This is where this particular mention is made, that there is a budget that has been made for the department to work on this particular issue during the current financial year. But when you go through the APPs of the department, we could not pick that up as one of the areas that the department will work on during the current financial year. Then the last section, honorable members, it's the recommendations, section 7.1. The department is operating on a startup structure. Finalization of the department's organizational, in fact, honorable members, the first two recommendations, they speak directly, they are directed to the minister. You will note that other portfolio committees as well, in fact, in the past, when we do the recommendations, one of the recommendations, for instance, will go to the ministry or the national treasury. Then the second one will go to the minister. Maybe the other ones will go to the department. But these two particular ones are directed to the minister. The department is operating on a startup structure. Finalization of the organizational structure should be given priority. Both ministers of small business development and public service administration must endeavor to conclude discussions on this matter before the end of quarter two. Quarter two being the end of August of the current financial year, and early enough for the next financial year planning cycle, which begins in August. Honorable members, if you know the government process, in the strat plans and APPs that we are considering now, that we are approving now, the process actually starts in August, where the departments are required to submit the draft APPs or the draft strat plans, if there are any amendments on their strat plans in August, to DPME and National Treasury for their consideration and approval. If there are any amendments that the departments are required to make, they are then required to submit before the end of November of this year, so that they get approved at the earliest convenience. So we have only, say, 3 months to get the issue of the organizational structure done and dusted. Likewise, the persistent budget cutbacks and national treasury characterization of the current and proposed structure, we learned during the presentation by DPSA honorable members last week that there is a view from the department or from national treasury that the department is expensive. Here we are saying it contradicts the president's call in his successive State of the Nation address to deploy small enterprises as triggers of economic regeneration. The committee would, in this regard, recommend to the Minister of Small Business Development to have a strategic dialogue with the Minister of Finance to deliberate on these issues and report back to the Portfolio Committee, maybe to intervene where the Portfolio Committee is required to intervene. Then the third recommendation, while the committee anticipates legislative and policy reconfiguration as a consequence of the cabinet decision to merge CIFA, SIDA, and National Empowerment Fund into a single entity, with a lead time of 36 months as specified in the APP of the department, the committee would like to caution and recommend to the department that this should not be achieved at the expense of service delivery and to the detriment of the small business sector. Honorable members, this was your directive when we engaged the department last week to say the structure, irrespective of whether there are legislative and policy reconfiguration that the department will undertake during the course of this current financial year or MTEF, they should not affect the finalization of the organizational structure. Then on 7.4, we are further making a recommendation that the issue of the merger between CIFA and SIDA and with extension NEF should, if possible, be undertaken in isolation or separately, as all three agencies are governed by different legislation that ultimately requires alignment or amendment. However, proper coordination between the entities should be ensured and monitored to safeguard that the mandate of the department is achieved. In that regard, the Portfolio Committee will monitor service delivery consistency or lack thereof during the quarterly reports that will be submitted by the Department of Small Business Development on a quarterly basis. Then the last recommendation, honorable members, pertains to during the annual performance plan presentation on the 4th of May, the department informed the Portfolio Committee that it has experienced delays in the review of key legislations and policies, most significantly the amendment of the National Small Enterprise Act. While the Portfolio Committee welcomes the undertaking by the department to table the bill during the current financial year, it would also recommend that certain clauses or sections of the Business Act, as they pertain to regulation and licensing of informal and foreign-owned businesses, be considered for review. Honorable members, those are recommendations. We have condensed them into five, unlike what we usually do in the past, where we would have maybe 10 to 15 recommendations. As indicated earlier, that there is a realization, honorable members, that there is one critical issue that has been outstanding for quite a while, which is the finalization of the organizational structure. One is not saying that it will be a panacea to the challenges facing the department, but once that particular issue is addressed, there are a lot of other challenges that will automatically be addressed once the organizational structure is concluded. Chair, can I end there and perhaps take questions from honorable members if there are any? Thank you. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Sbu. honorable members, here is the presentation with its observation or findings, as well as its recommendations. I would like us to dwell much on the recommendations so that we empower this report and then we'll adopt it. Can I have hands on this regard? You will assist me, King.
Madam Chair, I can't find my my hand, so I would like to have a go.
Okay, you are number one, Honorable Kruger. The next Chair. Hand.
Chair.
Yes, King. Who's next?
It's Honorable De Villiers.
Honorable De Villiers.
Can you hear me?
The next one? Who's and, next?
There's Honorable Hendricks. Honorable Hendricks.
Honorable Hendricks. And then next.
So those are the ones
these
so
the
far.
Only three hands. The three hands only. Can we start, Honorable Kruger?
So far.
Okay.
What is Honorable April?
Okay, Honorable April. Next one.
Those are the ones okay. So far, Chair.
Can we start with Honorable Kruger?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Spoo, for the report, the draft report. I know you're very passionate about small business, and every year I'm amazed about the quality of your work. Thanks a lot for that. Madam Chair, I don't have a serious problem with the draft report, although I would like to see, and the committee can decide on that, where the committee welcomes, where the word comes in welcome, I think we must just say no. Because, you know, some of the items, it's not all the parties that welcomes the specific item. So maybe we must just take welcome out and just leave note there. That's the first point. The second point is on 7.5, paragraph 7.5, my proposal is that we leave out 7.5 because 7.5 is about the Business Act and we will deal with a specific act when the act is tabled. So I will rather say let's not participate on the act while the act is not the final act of the draft act is not tabled yet. Let's just take out that paragraph and say and wait for the act, and then we can discuss all the positives and the negatives, and let the process of tabling the act, let that process goes its ways and leave it out of the report. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Honorable De Villiers.
Thank you, Chair, good morning to all the other committee members and to yourself. I have to echo the sentiments of my colleague, Honorable Kruger. I agree it's a well put together report. I absolutely agree that there is a conflict between the budget cuts we see to this department and then the importance that we hear from the president in SONA speeches. And we can't have the one and the other. You know, I do agree with the president that it is absolutely incredibly important that we empower small business and that they are triggers of economic growth. But we can't say that, and the president can't proclaim that in his SONA speeches, and then we get budget cuts to the department, which is the Department for Small Business Development. So I absolutely wholeheartedly agree with that recommendation. And then I would like to just, if I could add a recommendation, I would like to add a recommendation that we must please see finality on having one minister that does oversight over this portfolio committee, because currently the minister, through no fault of her own, but she's doubling up, chairperson. She's two ministers at the moment. She's in the Minister of the Presidency and she's the Minister of Small Business Development. And I think that small business development deserves one minister who can give her or his full attention. And I don't mind if who the president appoints as a minister, as long as we have someone who is 100% dedicated and committed to small business development. So I would like to just ask as a recommendation that we ask the president and that we ask that we get assigned one minister for small business development. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable De Villiers, Honorable Hendricks.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. Honorable Chair, I disagree with all the recommendations of my Honorable DA members. Number one, we need two ministers. One minister that does the running around, the other minister that lobbies. And hopefully through that lobbying, we will go over 1 billion rand very soon. So we even need a third minister if necessary. Every some ministerial support we can get, we must go for. I don't agree that the report must exclude the Business Act. That's the most important part of the report. If you exclude that, you can throw that report in the waste paper basket. Because you have indicated to us at the last meeting the importance of licenses and the fact that licenses are denied to to people in small business, especially in the city of Cape Town and where the DA rules. They have a spatial apartheid to make sure that there's no black creep into economic zones. So we disagree with that. And then we welcome this report. We don't note this report. There's no noting. We welcome this report. And I want the report to show that the majority of the members across political parties welcome the report. And if one political party has reservations, they must say so, and it can be noted in the report, but we welcome this report. Lastly, Honorable Chair, it is very important that we look at the organizational structure. Every time the researchers indicate the importance of organizational structure. Now, it's not easy to put an organizational structure in place if we must still negotiate with the unions, if we must comply with the public commission. But I think that the department must put together a model organizational structure so we know we're heading for, so it's not pie in the sky. So they need to put together a organizational structure that incorporates all three entities. I always thought there's two now, there's a third one as well, so that we know that is the direction we're going to move. And we hope that our negotiators will persuade the trade unions and everyone else to support it. And that if they don't support it, we will then unilaterally just implement it like it works in industrial relations. I've worked in industrial relations for 40 years. I know what I'm talking about. So we can do that. We consult and consult, and then we unilaterally implement. That's how we work. So organizational structure is very important to give direction. And we can even go one step further, Honorable Chairman. We can implement it right at the top and maybe at the second level. But I understand that workers have rights at the other levels. They've got trade union rights. They've got bargaining rights. They've got all sorts of rights. And maybe we can't integrate them into the organizational structure. But at least the top structure. For example, there will obviously be just one board. There will be one management level at the top and maybe the directors at the next level. That can be done. Then we as members of the portfolio committee know we're heading for. We can't operate, we all have different ideas. So it needs to be put together. And then I think we can move forward. And I would like to once again, repeat, we need both ministers. Thank you very much, Honorable Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Hendricks. Honorable April.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, and thank you to the previous speakers. Let us start by saying that indeed the work that has been put in by our researchers is very, very, very good work. We would like to unequivocally state that this report must not just be noted, it's a report that must be welcomed, like the previous speaker, Honorable Hendricks, has said. It's a report that we really welcome, and I think majority of the parties presented in the Portfolio Committee would agree that the report is one that we must welcome and not just a note. The report in its entirety, as it is there, is one that we would suggest that we adopt as it is proposed. However, one would also want to point out that the report is very silent on the issue that we have been raising consistently in the portfolio committee as it pertains to the 200 million, the disbursements by the banks and the DBSA. We have paid more than lip service to this thing. We would want to hear what we would want to see some actions and, with regards to this. You must understand that while we are busy, we cannot be busy noting things and paying lip service to things where small business are suffering in the main on the ground. And we would be of the opinion that this report should be adopted, and we should look at including the issues, and specifically reference to the issue of the banks not disbursing the money that has been made available to assist small businesses in the main on the ground. And with that, I thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable April. Do we have other hands, King? Or these were the only hands?
Yes, we've got Honorable Jacobs.
Okay, Honorable Jacobs, the stage is yours.
And we'll be followed by Honorable Mathulelwa.
Okay, Honorable Jacobs, over to you.
Greetings, Chair, and all my colleagues, and I echo the sentiments of a well-researched, well-presented report. Something that we must certainly wholeheartedly endorse and support. So as the ANC, we won't note it. I think we can note individual organizations, parties that is noting it, but we certainly will support this report, because approving this budget is going to be critical for small business, as you already indicated, Chairperson. So now is not the time to play party political games. Now is the time for all of us to pull together to show our solidarity and support for small business department and the people that needs this department to support them. I share the sentiments that the underfunding is a big cause of concern, but we want to encourage the minister and the departments and entities to try their level best to do more with the little money that we have, so that we can demonstrate in the first two quarters that we are deserving of more money, so that we can lobby for more money. The one recommendation I also want to add is that, given that we don't have a lot of money, the department must actively coordinate private sector access to funds. There's many private sector small business funding and associations and organizations. And I think we must crowd in them. I want to particularly mention the Black Umbrellas small business funding, which happens to be the president's in his private capacity. They are doing excellent work. And there's many other private sector funded small business support. And I think what we need to do is ask the department to crowd in, to have a genuine public private partnership with all of them, and see how there's no duplication, but how we make maximum developmental impact so that we can really service the previously disadvantaged community in a non-adversarial way, We want to encourage businesses also, especially successful businesses, to mentor and guide and support. So that concrete partnership is something that we must also add. I share the sentiments that the report in its totality must be supported. The Act is going to be critical. And I think we need to look as the portfolio, what is our oversight to ensure that the Act gets promulgated. I think that's going to be critical for us. So, Chair in all, I think we support this report. There's many challenges in small business, but we want to welcome and we want to encourage the department, the minister, the deputy minister, the DG, and all the agencies to keep up the good work. We're going to continue pushing them. There is room for improvement, but I think at the same time, we also want to celebrate that we see green shoots from this department, and now it's just up to us to push them more, and therefore we support this report. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Jacobs. Honorable Matulelo.
Nkosi Sihlalo, ndibulisa zonke i-members zale portfolio. Okuqala nje asikwazi ukuthi siyamkele i-report esiyibonayo intoba knowing i-challenges ezijongene neengqinamba ezijongene namashishini awasakhulayo. Ayikho enough le report eziswe apha. So thina si-EFF sizayirejecta ngenxa yentoba le report ayonelanga. I-budget cut nazo zonke izinto ezirepresentwe apha. You cannot afford to go and say to our people this report and the budget that is bring forward to us iyenele, ayonelanga. Asoneliseki ile report. Enkosi kakhulu sihlalo. Asiyinokuthi asiyamkeli. Enkosi.
Thank you, honorable members. King, do we still have other hands?
Yes, Chair, we've got Honorable Mtenjane.
Honorable Mtenjane, the stage is yours.
Well, thank you very much, Chairperson, and good morning to all of our colleagues. Chairperson, it goes without saying that indeed this report, it's nothing but just a lip service. That is precisely as my colleagues have said already, that we are not going to accept it in that fashion. I had one member there saying that all the political parties need to accept this budget and all those things. It cannot be correct. Remember, each and every political party, they represent what they believe. It's what the people have sent them to come and do. So what the people have sent us to come and do here, we don't see it happening. So we don't necessarily accept this budget for those reasons, with many examples thereof. Example here, last time we spoke about the beneficiaries who did not receive their funds, whereas the department have said that the funds were given to those people, which was not correct. And then we see here that, by the way, this department is supposed to create jobs. It primarily through aggressive infrastructure investment and mass employment programs. But we don't see that happening per se. And it will be a danger now to accept this budget for something that will never happen. Remember, our people will come back to us and ask us if indeed what they've sent us to come and do, are we doing it now? Because when we go back to our people, as we said last time, look, we're going to repeat this thing like a broken record, as I said last time. When we go to our people, this thing is not happening. Yes, we know it's a good report which they presented there, but we know it's a lip service. We don't trust that this thing can happen. Until they explain to us, the department explained to us that how come they illustrated people, beneficiaries, whom they said benefited, while the reality is not true. until they rectify those kind of mistakes, we can't risk again and accept such a budget without a true sense that it will happen the way it's supposed to happen. So I concur with my colleague, Honorable Baba Alwa, we do not support this budget. Thank you very much.
Obvious.
Thank you, Smu. Can you react on the remarks before I summarize? I will summarize at the end. Do you have something to say on this matter?
Okay, Chair. Few ones. Honorable Kruger, maybe the last, let me flag this. Honorable Kruger is referring to the last observation, which is 5. Honorable members, we are a national legislature. One of our key deliverables as the parliament of the country is to pass laws. You will recall, honorable members, that since the inception of this department and the portfolio committee, we have not passed any legislation. So here, honorable members, I was making a distinction that in terms of the National Small Enterprise Act, that one is clear, it will be tabled during the current financial year. However, on the second legislation, which is the Business Act, this one, honorable members, for me, is one of the most critical act that the department should review, because the issue of the foreign-owned shops, the licensing of informal traders, it's a really burning issue. Currently, this thing is being done at a municipal level, and each municipality is doing its own thing. There is no uniformity. There is no national legislation that sort of guides all the municipalities that this is what we should follow. Not to say that this act will take powers of the municipality, but we need an act that will guide the life of informal traders. So National Treasury has made an allocation, a budget allocation for the review of this particular act. And it's important that we make a reflection on it, because we can't just keep quiet when in actual fact National Treasury has made a reflection on it. On the other one, Chair, it's just to note, really. In fact, on Honorable de Villiers, I note that even on our minutes, this issue was raised during the meeting with the department to say there was an agreement from the portfolio committee members to say it's important that we have a minister that is dedicated to the department, not a minister who's also doubling up from DPME. You made this recommendation during the meeting last week, and there was an overwhelming response or support to say, yes, the minister must come back and attend to the issues of the department. Honorable Hendricks, I note your inputs as well. Honorable April, I also note your inputs. Honorable April, if you look at observation 6.6, we are making an observation around the funding policy that will be tabled before Parliament during the current financial year. Maybe I will suggest that we add maybe a recommendation around this particular one, which will then include the issue of the 200 million rands by the banks. If that is acceptable, we can include another recommendation. So which means instead of 5 recommendations, we'll have 6 recommendations to the issue of the financing of the small enterprises and cooperatives. Well, Chair, can I end there?
Thank you. Thank you, Subu. I wanted you to clarify those issues. Let me summarize it in this fashion. I just want to assist my honorable members of the portfolio committee, understanding that we are from different parties, but here we're working as a collective, as the portfolio committee, to do oversight, a good department. This report seeks to highlight or awake us on the issues. When Smo presented this report in his introduction, mind you, this is our report as the portfolio committee, is the analysis or synthesis of APPs from the department as well as its agencies. While analyzing this APPs, we seek to consider the SONA by the president, of which, honorable members, you are totally right that we need to debate or to make a statement on the budget cuts, because there are some contradictions. The president is saying, and the department is doing this, portfolio committee, to advise and criticize the department on how do we want them to implement their priorities. Because our worrying factor is that, one, the president is saying this, but the treasurer is doing this. Those budget cuts to us as the portfolio committee is a worrying sum, because it will jeopardize the service delivery in this department. That's number one. At the same time, I'm agreeing with you, Honorable. You are requesting that a critical department is sensitive because of COVID-19. We've got a lot of problems. Monies from the banks are not being because of red tapes, etc., etc. You are saying we are requesting that let our minister, the president, focus on us as a priority, that our minister must be hands-on on this department. But I don't know how are we going to do that, but we are registering that particular concern as the members. Again, honorable members, we were talking about red tapes. If now we are going to deal with the issue of the Business Act, we'll be trying to address all those red tapes, because currently we have got those township and rural entrepreneurship program, but our people can't access funds. At the same time, we won't be able to kill these foreigner shops, which is lingering across the board. So to me, I believe the issue of the Business Act being considered by the department is crucial, and I agree with them, with our content advisor, on the issue of including the funding policy, as highlighted by Honorable April. I wanted to caution members that this is our report. It's not the report of the department. We are criticizing, we are guiding. That's why we have got observations as well as recommendations. What is it that we have observed? We think these are loopholes, and what is it that we are recommending to make sure that this department improves? So ours is to add on those recommendations if we feel there are gaps on the recommendations. As Honorable April has indicated, I happen to agree with Honorable Hendricks. The issue of merging is not going to be a child's play. It's going to be a process, and we need to be realistic. I think I said this. And again, the issue of appointing the DG alone at the same time won't assist us. We are saying all critical positions need to be filled so that this structure can be able to gel. I think that's our position. So SMEs programs really won't run as we wish if those Business Act, that particular Business Act is not passed. So These were my few remarks, just to remind members that members must not be angry to each other. Asiboneni ukuthi lento le yethu, what is it that we are demanding from the department? I wanted to highlight that. But all in all, thanks to all members. Your contributions are empowering us as the portfolio committee. And our worrying factor is the issue of the budget cuts. Our worrying factor is the issue of that want our minister back. Our worrying factor is the issue of banks which are not jailing, but who can be assisted by the funding police if it can be infected. So I believe, Smu, you are totally right. In fact, that recommendation as part of our recommendations as the portfolio committee. We'll now go back to our agenda. The next item on the agenda. Okay, before that, can I have a mover for the adoption or consideration of this report? Because that is what we need to do as the portfolio committee. Can I have a mover and a seconder? You will assist me. I can't see my people. Honorable Hendricks proposed for the adoption of this report. Any seconder?
I second, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Lubengo. Can we move to the next item? The report has been adopted. And then consideration and adoption of the 2021 visual oversight report. I don't know who's going to take our voice. Up to you, King.
Chair.
Yes.
Sorry, Chair, to take you back a slightly bit. I wanted to say it's adopted with amendments because I still need
to make those amendments. Effect those points raised. Thank you for that. Adopted with amendments. Thank you. Next item, please. Who is taking us through?
Braking.
Braking, can you take us through, please?
Yes, Chair, I'm still writing it.
Okay.
Chair.
Yes, we can see
can
it.
See the
you
report,
can start. Yes, we can see it. Okay. You can start. Yes.
Thank you, Chairperson. Honorable members, this is the report of the virtual oversight that was conducted by the committee on the COVID-19 debt relief fund beneficiaries. So the report addresses the portfolio committee virtual oversight conducted on the 17th of March 2021 to sample of some small enterprises benefited from the Department of Small Business Development COVID-19 debt relief fund. The fund is administered by the Small Enterprise Finance Agency, and then the portfolio committee had selected and interacted with a total 12 of enterprises which were randomly selected from 1,497 successful applicants out of 14,800 who had applied for funding from across all 9 provinces. These beneficiaries included the KPL, Die Casting, La Puluha Bed and Breakfast, White Hills Tradings, Waterfront Guest House, Rihanna Manufacturing, Bedi Media, Libra Joiners and Interior, Nirang Moho Business Enterprises, Cap for Venture, Pty Ltd, VSM Construction, Vesande Trading, CC, and Tattoo Republic. So those were the enterprises that were invited. So next portion deals with the, though it was first of its kind, was in accordance with the mandate of the portfolio committee as outlined in the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa. which is to legislate, conduct oversight over the executive, and facilitate public participation. It was also in line with its mandate as outlined in the parliamentary vision and mission statement, the rules of parliament and constitutional requirement in an endeavor aimed at forging the realization of a developmental state and ensure effective service delivery. We're just in highlighting here, Chairperson, that it was the first of its kind that we conducted oversight virtually due to COVID-19. But now, as we have explained, that it was in line with the laws and that governs the operation of the committees. The objective of the virtual oversight was to furthermore implement the committee strategic objective, which are noted on the strategic objectives and outcomes of the sixth parliament. These strategic objectives further recognize the department and its agencies' priorities as captured in their respective five-year strategic plan and annual performances. As a result, this oversight was key to ascertaining the extent to which the department endeavors to accomplish intents and purposes enclosed in COVID-19 debt relief fund as provided by the declaration of the state of disaster, aimed at giving financial relief to distressed SMEs during the disruption caused by the COVID-19 pandemic and provision of the financial loan. That was the objective of the fund. Well, I cannot go to the background as we have, we know what is happening there. We can go to the objective of the oversight. Then the aim of the visual oversight was to evaluate the impact of the 19 debt relief fund financial assistance to test the authenticity of the information provided by the department and its agencies through its quarterly reports, to interact with entrepreneurs in order to identify gaps or weaknesses and errors that could be improved, ascertain the impact of assistance in curtailing job losses and to avoid shutdowns or closures, or to determine the efficiency of the current systems in evaluating both the department and its entities, to ensure intergovernmental checks and balances in an effort to simplifying the department systems and process as essential to evaluate the state of enterprises supported by the department under COVID-19 debt relief fund program, to the extent of synchronization with respect to services and products offering by the department and its agencies, assess the impact of financial and non-financial support given to enterprises, enhance cooperation and coordination between all spheres of government in developing small business sector, and to enable assisted entrepreneurs to speak for themselves. Those were the objectives of the oversight. And then the composition, well, it was all the members, as it has been is reflected here, who were part of the oversight, and then the parliamentary staff, the department officials who participated in the platform during the oversight. Then firstly, we got the presentation by beneficiaries, which number one was the presentation of KPLA die casting. And then KPL
King, you're muted. Bra King, we can't hear you. Breaking.
Chairperson, I think it must be the network. Can the next person maybe go on?
You are right, Honorable President. Let's wait for him. Yes, King, I'm back.
Person?
Yes, breaking.
Yes, I lost connection.
Yeah, back now. Proceed. Proceed.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now, but we are stammering. Proceed, please.
Okay. I was indicating to the committee that the first presentation was done by Kevin. The second presentation was done by Lapulupa Bed and Breakfast, which is the bed and breakfast enterprise, which is situated in Polokwane, which indicated that the debt relief fund made them survive. The third one was the White Hills Trading. The fourth one was Waterfront Guest House. The fifth one was Rihanna Manufacturing. The sixth one was Bedi Media, which is in Mpumalanga. The seventh one was Libra Joineries and Ikera, which is situated in Western Cape. The eighth one was Rediramoho Business Enterprises, which is the business enterprise that is situated in the Northwest. And the ninth one was VSM Construction, which is the enterprise that is situated in the Gauteng province. And the 10th one is the Trading CC, which is situated in the Eastern Cape. So now this one, Besande Trading CC, it was a dream company owned by a young black individual whose ambition was to make a difference in the positive advantage community, especially in the Eastern Cape, which has been classified as the poorest province in the country. It is registered as a corporation and is 100% black owned by young people and is a BEE compliance company. The company is based in Port St. John's in the OR Tambo district in the Eastern Cape. The company was established in 2009 after identifying a gap in the market where there was no business that could offer people with consultant in the rural areas and the surrounding. The close cooperation. In 2014, the close corporation bought an existing telecommunication business at the value of 75,000 from a local businesswoman, thus resulting in expanding services to telecommunication. It was the only business that will offer such services with industry copy machines and four computers as one of their assets. The monthly turnover was between 25,000 to 30,000 until a new competitor emerge with the perfect premises, that is access to everyone, as they are based near the tax rank at the ground floor. The company applied for a COVID-19 relief fund. It submitted, the company applied for a COVID-19 relief funding. It submitted all the necessary documentation to CIFA. The loan facility was subsequently approved, but that it can only be granted during three months. It agreed and signed all the necessary agreement that was issued to it. It was later informed that there was an outstanding debt which needed to be clarified or discussed with the property owner. The owners entered into an agreement with the landlord and submitted the documentation to CIFA on the 3rd of August, 2020. Nevertheless, upon making a follow-up regarding the payment, the owners were informed that CIFA management had made a decision that all approvals and disbursement must be cut off as the end of July 2020. Therefore, by the time the final submission was made by Mvesandi Trading CC in August 2020, a decision had already been made during July 2020 to stop approval as COVID-19 relief fund were running low. The current situation is that the business has four personnel, being two close corporation directors and two employees. It has contractual agreement with 10 contractors from the Working for Water EPW program as administrators. The close corporation has a lease agreement for the office rental at the amount of 2,420 per month and is renting industry copy machine from Nashua South Coast, of which NSC has refused to service for past 4 months due to outstanding rental debt. The business currently not operational, costs are piling up, and close corporation employees have had to be released. So this is the core, this is the enterprise which had been discussed in the previous presentation, where CIFA was making its APP and annual performance plan. So this information, because it didn't make a presentation, it was kicked out by the system. Then they brought to the secretary a written document from which this information was sourced. So the last entrepreneur that was there, it was the Tattoo Republic, which is owned by white female. And then it is situated in the Free State in Bloemfontein. Profile of the company is that it had 6 employees at the time of lockdown. The lockdown hit them really hard. They were only permitted to open during the lockdown level 3. During their 4 months of lockdown, they did not earn any income. COVID-19 relief fund assisted the business as it managed to pay employees a basic salary and overheads of the business. The road to recovery has been difficult for Tattoo, but they gratefully for the help from the government to abide by the COVID-19 regulations set for tattoo and beauty industry. They had to set up a completely new tattoo parlor. The business now works strictly on an appointment basis, and they are only able to accommodate a certain number of people per day. They had to retrain some of their employees, and they are saying without the relief fund, the business wouldn't have survived past the lockdown. On deliberations, Chairperson, members of the portfolio committee were generally receptive to the presentation and applauded entrepreneurs for being resilient in ensuring that business are kept afloat during the lockdown period on different alert level posed by the COVID-19 pandemic. The committee further commended both the department and CIFA for ensuring that COVID-19 relief fund is implemented swiftly and deserving enterprises were able to sail through the disruption posed by the pandemic. The beneficiaries expressed gratitude not only to CIFA and the department also to the Portfolio Committee for having been given an opportunity to participate in this important discussion. As a result of the financial assistance, some businesses had flourished during COVID-19 lockdown, while others were still in the process of recovery. However, most businesses indicated that the recovery process was sluggish and implored the Portfolio Committee to consider asking the department and CIFA to defer payments and or renegotiate payments terms. Business owners furthermore asked that lines of communication between them and CIFA should be enhanced so that CIFA at all times is kept abreast of all the recovery processes taking place in each enterprise. On observation, Chair, after deliberation, the committee made the following. This is what has been observed. The virtual oversight was the first of its kind since the Portfolio Committee was constituted. There was therefore an element of uncertainty. This method was adopted as a trial due to state of disaster the country is in due to lockdown regulation. However, it tended to be effective as the committee managed to interact with 11 out of 12 enterprises that were invited from the 9 provinces to receive an overview of the implementation of COVID-19 relief fund. Observation number 2, the committee applauded the work of the department and CIFA in the implementation of COVID-19 relief fund and SWIFT response in facilitating application approvals and ultimately the funding. The total number of 14,800 applications, 1,497 were approved and funded from the allocated budget of 513 million. More work needed to be done. That part has been observed. 3, beneficiaries that the committee interacted with were randomly selected from a list supplied by the department based on various criteria, which namely with people with disabilities were particularly difficult to find. Hence, only one beneficiary was found. He was not available during the meeting date. 4, what was observed, the committee beneficiaries were happy with financial package received from CIFA through COVID-19 debt relief fund. Most were not aware that it was effectively the Department of Small Business Development intervention. The advice, the department that means of communication, which is mostly online, will create challenge concerning the amount of documentation that should be loaded in the system. 5, participants noted that there were conditions attached to the loans. All beneficiaries indicated their willingness to adhere and abide by the conditions of repayment. However, they pleaded with the department to be flexible and tolerant due to various alert levels of lockdown during the festive period that effectively led into a slow pickup of business activity. Thus, the common theme from many participants was for the department and CIFA to consider myriad of intervention, that is payment holidays of between 3 to 6 months, conversion of a loan portion into a full-fledged grant or rate of interest and renegotiation of repayment agreements. 6, in the case of Vesande Trading CC, records from the department indicates that an enterprise was financially assisted when in fact it was not. Representative from the close corporation indicated that the funding that had been approved was not actually paid into the banking facility of their close corporation. The recommendation were that the committee recommended on the following. The committee, having observed the manner in which a virtual oversight was successful and effective, the committee should conduct more of such oversight while the country is still under lockdown regulations. 2, these are recommendations to the department and CIFA. H2.1, out of the total number of SMMEs assisted in the stated period, more enterprises are still in need of assistance based on the total number of applications versus the total number of applicants that were successfully approved and funded. Therefore, the department and agencies should enhance its marketing and visibility strategies to ensure that it is easily accessible. 2, the number of enterprises in the rural areas and those owned by people living with disability remain a major concern. The department is encouraged to enhance its outreach strategies. 3, the department, together with agencies, must ensure that communication strategies are improved, especially during post-investment period, largely to ensure that investment made yield positive outcomes and minimize non-repayment of loans. 4, the matter pertaining the Sunday trading CC ought to be investigated by the department and CIFA. Once all facts are ascertained, the department must brief the committee, including the remedial measures to assist the closed corporations. So those were the recommendations that we came up with, and we request a report to be considered. Chairperson, this is the report of the staff report of the virtual oversight that was conducted on the 7th. Thank you.
Thank you, Brakin. Honorable members, here is the report, detailed report with its observation as well as its recommendations. It is before us for consideration.
Chair, I'm seeing the hand of Honorable Kruger.
Yes. Honorable Kruger.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And thank you for the report, Brakin. I agree with most of the report, and I think it's a well drawn up report. But 7.2, Madam Chair, there's no way that we can agree that the committee applaud the work of the department and CIFA. If you talk to small businesses in the field, on grassroots level, you will know that the department and CIFA definitely didn't handle this whole epidemically 100%. So there's no way that small business, you know, we as a committee can't applaud the work of the department, but back on the ranch, the people that were supposed to get all the benefit from the department and the CIFA don't agree with us. So I will change the word applaud again to note the work of the department. It's definitely not applaudable. Was not applaudable. Thank you, Manchi.
King, another hand? No, any other hand?
It's Honorable De Villiers.
Honorable De Villiers, Chair?
Yes, Honorable De Villiers.
Thank you, Chairperson. I would just like to, and thank you very much for the report. I agree it is a well-written report, and we take note of, you know, the importance of doing the virtual oversight and that it was a first of its kind. I also applaud the creativity and the initiative of our officials to have initiated this report, and it was nice hearing from the different entrepreneurs. To me the big elephant in the room surrounding this report is just that, you know, 14,800 people applied for the COVID-19 debt relief fund. And as we heard and as we've seen in the report, only 1,497 were approved. So that's 10% of the applicants who applied. although the report itself does not say how much money was spent on the 1,497 successful applicants, so we don't see what percentage of the budgeted 513 million COVID debt relief fund was actually approved to them. I think it is fair to assume that it is not the total allocation of money, and it is probably much less than the total allocation of money. And I mean, we all have, you know, we all understand that no one saw COVID coming, and this was a one of a kind type of situation. But the reality is, we must use the lessons from this experience to improve the internal processes of our departments, so that they are more effective in allocating money to businesses who really do need it. So, Madam Chair, without going on about it, I must agree, I don't think we should applaud the work, because ultimately the budget wasn't spent, and a very small percentage of businesses who applied, and a very small amount of businesses ultimately who suffered in South Africa received any form of funding. So I think it is something that we must note, and it's something we must investigate, and it is something we must work hard on to improve. So those are my thoughts, Chairperson. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any other hand for comments? Because we're not discussing the report, we're commenting on the report written to us for us.
It's Honorable Mtejani, Chair.
Honorable Mtejani.
Well, thank you very much once again, Chairperson. Yeah, I think a small correction, if it may, as well on 7.4, where it says now beneficiaries were happy with the financial received from CIFA. I think it should be then added to say, except Mvesande Trading, CC. Because we can't say they were all happy, because this one did not receive the relief fund. So it must be noted that not all of them were happy, because she was not happy. We know that she's not happy even still now, because she still did not receive that particular funding. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Thank you. Any other hand?
I don't see any other hand, Chairperson.
Thank you. Thanks, honorable members. Thanks to our officials for the detailed report. What I can say, it was our first visual meeting, or our first oversight visual meeting. Since this pandemic is still continuing, I believe we'll have to strategize and embark on other virtual oversight meetings to be able to do our oversight. Agreeing with honorable members on other issues which relates to the previous presentation by SBU, that we need to allow the department, or we need to request parliament to fast track the issue of Business Act, as well as the funding policy, so that all those red tapes which are hindering or blocking our people to access funds can be dealt with. All in all, we are happy that we managed to hold this virtual meeting. To me, that's a victory, and we need to continue doing so. We'll have to criticize the department, and we'll have to advise them, since doing oversight is to guide them on their work and criticize them on their work, so that service delivery on the ground is being realized. Thank you, King. Thanks to all the officials who participated in this initiative, and thanks to our beneficiaries, which it was not an easy thing to them. It was for their first time, some of them, to hold a meeting virtually, but they respected us, and they made our life easy, because we have got now something
to say, okay, we've got something now before us to can criticize, we've got something before us to can advise and recommend to the department. Thank you so much. I believe we've come to the end of our meeting because the last item was closing remarks and closure. The meeting
is done. Now,
We are left with consideration of the minutes of the fourth and third. Okay. Thank you. Yes,
before that, on the report itself, we have to indicate whether we adopt it with this.
Okay, thank you.
That we have
for consideration, yes.
Yeah.
Can I have a mover for the adoption of the report with its addition?
Madam Chair, yes, I will move that we adopt the report with the one addition and the 7.2 the committee applaud. We just change it. The committee note the work of the department. Thank you, Chair.
Any seconder?
Chair.
Yes.
I would like to second the report.
Thank you, Nkosi Chief Albert. First President. Thank you so much.
I would like to second Honorable Kruger's suggestion.
Thank you. It has been seconded already by Honorable Nkosi.
Thank you, Chair. Can I get this indication? We'll try with the amendment. We are going to insert the percentage, the amount that was used on those applicants that were funded, and get the percentage from the total amount of 513 million.
So no problem. You'll bring it to the committee. Thank you. Consideration of the committee minutes of Tuesday, 4th May 2021, and Wednesday, 5th May 2021. I was now in a hurry. Can you take us through, Braking?
Okay, this is just a simple minutes, Chair. It was the consideration of quarter two committee program, and then briefing by the public service and administration, and consideration of minutes of the 10th of March and of the 7th of March. These are the members who were present. These are the officials and the deputy minister who was present during the meeting. And then that's the meeting which started at after two on Tuesday. And the objective of the meeting was read, being to get briefing from the Department of Public Service and Administration concerning the progress on the finalization of the Department of Small Business organizational structure. And then apologies. It was the minister who had rendered an apology. Adoption of quarter two committee program. It was tabled, and then it was adopted by the committee. Briefing by the Department of on the organizational structure. It was Mr. Oscar Chivase, Senior Manager, who welcomed the opportunity. And then the presentation outlined the mandate of DPSA and why it has its role, why then it has to brief the committee on the structure of the department. And then the presentation outlined the current stance of the DPSA, when the department is still being anticipated to present further proposals for the latest engagement and agreement, which the detail being available should members want those presentation. And then on deliberations, Members of the committee expressed mixed views regarding the feedback from DPSA, particularly the duration it has taken to conclude the organizational structure. There was a general viewpoint that failure to finalize the structure could be the source of many challenges afflicting performance of the department. Members of the committee noted reason stifling the finalization of the organogram, which include, among others, misalignment of the department mandate with the structure, budgetary constraint, possibility to remerge or assimilate the departments back into the Department of Trade and Industry, and lately pending merger of the two entities, one reporting to the department and the other to the Industrial Corporation and the Small Enterprise Development Agency and Small Enterprise Finance Agency, which fundamentally prescribe that both legislation governing the agencies must be reviewed first before the department finalizes its structure. Members also conveyed their concern at Treasury's attitude, which at face value appeared to gainsay or contradicts the president's directive to provide all necessary support to small enterprises in order to create jobs by citing the current and proposed structures as expensive. While Small Enterprise Development Agency Goes Low was also alluded to as a risk in the delivery of small enterprise products and services. In response, the Deputy Minister indicated that there have been engagement between the two ministers of Public Service Administration and Small Business Development. Nonetheless, the department should proceed with the current startup structure as long as it shows capacity on fulfilling the mandate and service delivery. She further explained that of importance is that while the organogram is still in discussion, the department should ensure that there is a proper organizational coordination between the two entities in ensuring that money appropriated is used optimally. On the resolution, two resolution was that the committee should give the minister or the department a period of 3 months of engagement with regards to organizational structure and report to the committee of developments. The issue of merger between CIDA and CIPA should, if possible, be treated in isolation or separate as it requires legislation amendment. However, proper coordination between the entities should be ensured and monitored to ensure that the mandate of the department is achieved. Then minutes of number 7, minutes of the 10th were adopted, minutes of the 17th were adopted, and then Chairperson made a closing remarks, which he encouraged members to observe the COVID-19 regulations. Chairperson, these are the minutes of the 4th of May, 2020. Chair. Chairperson. Unmute, Chairperson.
Honorable members, can I have a mover for the adoption of the minutes?
I so move for the adoption of the minutes, Chairperson, as it's read
thank
out.
Thank you, Seconda.
Seconda, Chairperson.
Thank you. And then King, on the ones of the 5th May, can you take us through, because minutes were forwarded to us rather than read them. Take us through on the next set of the minutes of the 5th of May 2021, Brakin.
Okay, Chair. It was the briefing on the 2021-2022 strategic annual performance and budget plan for a department and its entities, Chair. And then these are the members who were in attendance. These are the officials from the department and entities which were in attendance. And these are the officials of the portfolio committee who were in attendance. So,
sorry, Chairperson. Can I please make a suggestion, Chairperson? Sorry, Rakim. I suggest since we've got these minutes ourselves, can Rakim not go page by page, page one, page two, page three, rather than reading these things for us? Please, Chair.
I think
that was a decision made long ago on this meeting.
You are in order. Rakim, can you do that? Take us through page by page. Then I will invite members if there are some corrections to do so that we adopt those minutes. They've been forwarded to us.
Thank you, Chair. We're on page three.
Any correction? Move.
Page four.
Any correction, honorable members?
No.
Page next five. Page.
No correction. Next page.
These are the minutes, Chair.
Thank you. I'm inviting anyone for the adoption of the minutes of the 5th May 2021 as a true reflection.
I so move for the adoption of the minutes, Chair.
Thank you. We've got a mover. Any seconder by Honorable April? Any seconder, honorable members, those who are present?
I second, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Mtenjana. I think we have come to the end of our session. Thank you, honorable members, for your participation. Thank you to our officials for the presentation. The meeting stand adjourned.
Long live the chair!
Thank you, my son. Keep safe. This corona is still with us.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.